Hi, this is Dr. Harnett, and a warm welcome back to the second part of our mini audio training course on the 6 best Africa business models for the diaspora. It's great to know that you tuned in again. Today, I really want to give you 3 more business models that are great for the diaspora if you want to do business in Africa, with Africa, or invest there. If you have not listened to the first part of our mini audio course, I would really encourage you to do so. In the first part, we learned about, I shared rather, why I think it is so important that we dive into the opportunities, the pool of opportunities that Africa offers, and what it really can do for us and the continent. I also shared some insights into the first business model for the diaspora. And that was for you if you are very keen to start something on the ground in Africa. So during that first part, I let you know that you can significantly reduce time, risk, and related cost if you choose a low risk, high opportunity market. And I also pointed out that a lot of the African entrepreneurs on the continent who have, risen to huge success and have built million-dollar businesses from scratch took a very demand-driven approach. So they realized a challenge or a problem on the ground and they decided to offer a solution or a solution that was better than the one already out there. But now we are ready for our second business model, best for the diaspora. Export African goods. This is really a great business model if you want to run your operations mainly from abroad, but you still want to do business with Africa that serves the continent. African nations and governments want to increase their exports and decrease the imports, and hence they constantly seek markets and buyers abroad. And this is where you come in. You just need to choose the right product from Africa and the right supply on the ground, and then you can be in business, fast building your portfolio. So this is really a great business model for you if you're looking for a lot of flexibility and something that you can start on a shoestring budget. And what I mean with exporting African goods, it is not really to export small handmade items, art crafts that you're planning to sell yourself online or at a trade show. This would fall under another business model I will be introducing in my mini audience training course, part number 3, start an online business around African goods or services. So when I talk about exporting African goods, I mean mainly commodities, including primary agricultural products or food products that are of high demand in the global market. Coffee and tea, for example, avocados, pineapples, or branded food items, just to name a few. Shea butter, for example, is also a great product that, there is a lot of request for that abroad. Your main job, so the core of your business, and to get this all set up, will be to find the right product, a reliable supply in Africa, and the buyers abroad. So this is really, let's say, a 3-step approach you need to take. You need to find the right product that is available in Africa and that is needed in your target market. Then you need to find reliable suppliers and then the right buyers abroad. So let's take an example. For example, you're based in the US and you choose coffee as an export product because you know Americans love their coffee. You want it readily roasted, organic, branded as fair trade coffee possibly, and you want it at a cost that would be competitive, allowing you to make enough profits. So your next step is to find a good and trusted supplier in a certain African market that produces coffee. Let's take Kenya for this example. So you're looking for a supplier who has roasted coffee, who has experience in exporting, so he knows the steps and the quality required. This is so important. Don't do business with someone who has never exported. And someone who has the necessary product quality certificates that allow you the import of that coffee into the USA. If you wonder where to get access to such reliable partners on the ground, such exporters, get recommendations by the National Chamber of Commerce, by the Investment Promotion Center, by the Ministry of Agriculture, and so on, in the market you want to source from. So in our example, Kenya. And many also have industry associations. So for example, there may be an association such of Coffee Producer Association or Coffee Exporters Association. That's also a very good address to find reliable partners at. These entities are generally very approachable across Africa. You can even show up in the door and you will be assisted or give them a call. Okay, so now you have your product and you have your supplier. You're ready to rock and get the last piece in that trade puzzle, and that is to find the buyer. Of course, you will need to find your niche. So a segment in your local market that is not overly competitive and where you can come in. And maybe I want to add here that, you know, of course, there will be a little bit of overlap. Often when you contact a supplier, you don't want to contact him not knowing anything about the needs of your market. So it's always good to do a bit of research about the need of the product. So here, for example, we took the took coffee, and to provide the supplier with a little bit information on your market, the needs, the prices, so that the supplier knows you are serious and he also can assess the market in which you want to sell basically his products. So now you have your product and you have your supplier, and you're ready to rock to get the last piece in that trade puzzle, and that is to find the right buyer. Of course, you will need to find your niche. So a segment in your local market that is not overly competitive and where you can come in. So you're basically now looking for a business or a company that would be interested in buying the exact product you have to offer. African premium coffee, roasted and packaged, fair trade. It may be a certain hotel, or even better, a hotel chain, a restaurant or coffee shop, which you will grow, of course, into a number of restaurants and coffee shops later on. Or even better, look out for restaurant chains and coffee chains. So, because if you win them over, you can sell to so many outlets. You could also look for an upcoming supermarket chain, maybe one that bases its whole brand on organic and ethically sourced food items. So I'm just brainstorming here, but this is really what it takes. Three steps. Number one, choosing the product. Number two, finding reliable partners in Africa, and I've told you through which avenues you can find reliable exporters. And then number three, finding the right buyers abroad in your area or your target market. And that's it. Then you're ready for initiating the shipment and the transactions. Of course, there will be a few more things you need to learn, but I really wanted to show you that it is not that complicated at all to start doing business with Africa. And one thing I want to make you aware of is that you can either buy the coffee yourself from Kenya, in our example, possibly store it in the US if needed, and then sell it onto the buyer after the order has been made. So in this case, it will be, you know, your product, and you will determine the price and then, you know, sell on to the buyer. And in that case, you will need some short-term capital available to you so that you can make the purchase before you then sell it on to the buyer. But there's also another way you can go about this. And this is, for example, to connect buyers with suppliers and facilitate the communication and possibly the transactions, in which case you become like a broker, you know, a person in between, and you get paid a commission. So you don't need to put your own money up front. So be aware that there are different ways about how you can run the business. You can also start on a commission base in case you're operating on a shoestring budget, and then later work yourself up, so to speak, you know, buy the products yourself, store them, and then sell them on with your own prices, because the profit margins will be higher. So this means that the first option will really be the profitable one in the longer run, as you can simply set your own prices for your product in the US. But when you're getting started, possibly even on a shoestring budget, getting a commission may be an easier avenue while understanding the import-export business better and building a portfolio. So seriously, This is a great business model, and you can get this started in well under 6 months. You can become a successful trader serving yourself and serving Africa. Go for it. Africa business model best for the diaspora, number 3. Maybe you're looking for opportunities that you do not really need to build or manage. Something where you can foremost let your money work for you. Then investing in an existing local company in Africa may be your best way forward. And please, let me remind you that according to the African Development Bank and other investors, a typical return on investment in Africa is around 18 to 20%. This is huge, and often it's even higher. And right now, you won't get such a high return on investment anywhere else in the world. So just to give you a quick comparison, investing in the US currently, for example, provides a return on investment of between 1% to 2% across most industries. And if you tap into a really good industry or investment area, such as bonds, you can maybe make up to 5%, you know, but the average is something around 2-point-something% return on investment. Now compare that to the 18 to 20% return on investment in Africa. You see, people still worry about the high risk in Africa, and this is why many shy away to invest on the continent. But there are ways you can decrease the risk significantly. One thing we should remember, and that is that Africa is an emerging market, the world's last market frontier. And if you're interested in investing, then investing in Africa is a no-brainer because the opportunity there is huge, and so is the return on investment. And here is a powerful strategy that I want to share with you today. And it's a strategy that I share with all my paying clients, you know, those who pay me to get access to such information, to advice and direction when they plan to invest. And today I just want to share it with you here in our mini course. Here is my success strategy, and I advise you that you apply that if you want to invest on the continent. In order to increase your success potential for your investment in Africa, you first have to look out for small and medium-sized local companies in highly dynamic growth industries that are already successful. So I'm talking about companies that are already producing a quality product or service and they cannot keep up with the demand. They just need some capital injection and capacity building maybe to get them to the next stage. And yes, these companies exist and they're actually quite common. So let us take an example. There is a company, let's say, that is successfully producing local building materials such as beautiful tiles, and the real estate and construction industries are booming, which means the local demand is very high. So they have a lot of happy buyers, but they did not manage to really automate and commercialize their production systems, as it requires a capital injection to get the right machinery and the right expertise on board. And maybe they even need to expand, you know, be on a larger production site. Hence, they could only take on small projects so far. And this is a highly investable company because the industry is booming. There is a huge local demand and they already know what they're doing. They have customers, they have clients, they have a great product and all they need is to expand. Let's take another example. And the examples I'm sharing here are actually real life examples. And I'm just taking out the countries so that you can apply it to any country that you would like to go into. So let's say there is a pig farmer who has seen the demand for pork meat in the local market. And he started with a few piglets and in 4 years has grown into the largest pork producer nationwide. So now he gets expression of interest for his product. And he gets actual orders from top hotels in his country to deliver a several hundred kilogram order of pork meat every week. Yet he has to turn the order down because his capacity is not able to produce that much at this point. He has customers and clients queuing up and needs to turn them away. I mean, this is amazing, you know, amazing in terms of, look, you have a business that is highly investable and you know, these are small and medium-sized companies, but they have such great growth potential. And I would really advise you that if you want to invest in Africa, that you look out for these highly investable small and medium-sized companies, and they really exist across all industries. So it doesn't matter if you want to go into, you know, into construction or agribusiness or ICT or finance. They do exist. And basically, investing in them means that they will be making money from day one. And here is my second success strategy and the advice that I would like to give you towards a very powerful strategy when seeking to do investments in Africa. And that is to find these highly investable companies that I was just talking about, not anywhere in Africa, but in low risk, high opportunity markets or countries. Yeah. So when I say markets, I mean countries. And you will remember this category from the first part of our audio series. So low risk, high opportunity markets are countries where the risk is low and the opportunity is high. And this way, you cannot only catapult opportunity, but you can equally cut down risk. And that is very, very important to the success of your investment, and also to make sure that you don't run into major challenges or losses. You see, Africa has 54 markets, but they greatly vary in their risk-opportunity ratio. And frankly, many markets are clearly high-risk markets. You need to choose a market where risk is low and opportunity is high. Again, I will teach you how to do that exactly and how you can fairly easily identify these low-risk, high-opportunity markets in under just an hour in my Africa Business Bootcamp training. So this is something I really teach quite extensively as a success strategy among my trainees and clients. And I stress particularly on that success strategy when you are a first entrant into Africa or you have never done business on the continent before. And it's a powerful strategy, you know, that I just shared with you. And I hope it will motivate you even more to invest in local African companies, because you can cut down the risk and really, you know, focus on how to increase the return on investment. And what really matters here is choosing the right company on the ground. So, you know, how much do I need to invest, you may ask. And I would say you can start from investing as little as $10,000. I think that's an amount that makes sense. Of course, there would be opportunities for smaller amounts, but, you know, companies who are looking for smaller amounts would be really, really small scale businesses, and the return on investment would probably be very small. So I would say $10,000 is a good minimum. And of course, you know, if you can invest $50,000, $100,000 or anything in between, that's even better. But by investing $10,000 or a little bit more, you would be well on your way to making a healthy return long term. But as I said, if you have more to invest, really go for it. It will get you further faster. Next will be the best Africa business model for the diaspora, number four. And this will be the fourth one in the audio series. And the last one for this part two of our audio series. And that is to run African industry events. So if you can't really travel that often to Africa, maybe because you have to take care of small children, organizing African industry or business networking events in your country of residency is a great way to start your own African business abroad while serving the continent. I have been working in such an African startup myself for a couple of years. So it wasn't my own startup, but I was the chief communicator in that event company that was serving Africa's cement industries. So I do know this business pretty well. Here's the thing. There's actually a secret success nugget entwined in this particular business model that many overlook. And it's a secret or a great nugget that will do wonders for you if you consciously apply it. And here it comes. Organizing African industry events is probably the most powerful strategy you can use to build a very dynamic professional business network on the continent and abroad fast. You're sitting right at the center of it. And this is what I love about running African industry events and organizing them. So believe me, new opportunities that you have never dreamt about will arise just from those connections. So here's my tip. Ask yourself, which industry really intrigues me? And which one is it that I would like to have a stake in future? It may be fashion, agribusiness, real estate, ICT, education, or stock investments in Africa. But be clear about it and then start organizing high-value events for that particular industry of interest to yourself. It is your fast lane ticket into the main gate, and so many doors will open after that. So you can either pursue this business model in its own right, becoming an African event organizer, or you can expand it by planning to become a connector, an investor, or a stakeholder in a different capacity within your target industry in the future. And you can start this almost anywhere in the world, in slightly larger metropoles or smaller trade cities. And you can even run events in Africa at a later time if you want to do so. So this business model tip is great for the diaspora, and it also offers you high flexibility and fast income. Of course, it will require a lot of communication, to get something like that organized and up and running. But I want to let you know that we pulled off a major event in South Africa for Africa's cement industry in less than 5 months with no industry connection whatsoever. So you can get this African business model started immediately and get the momentum going. So this was it again for the second part of our mini audio training series. And I really hope you found some, good tips, some insights, and some inspiration and guidance to get you started to do business with Africa the right way. And I want to just quickly let you know that the third part of our mini audio training series will arrive in your inbox very soon. And there I will share the last two Africa business models best for the diaspora. And I will let you know how you can get this started, either with my help if you wish, or on your own in less than 6 months. Yes, it is possible, and I will show you how. See you in part number 3.